My name's Amanda Hand, and I am the director and sole teacher of Music Together North Shore, which is an early childhood family music program for parents and children around birth to five. We've got some older kiddos who keep coming too. This is a program I deliver. So it's actually now an international program. It's been around for almost 30 years. Research-based program. This is my seventh year of teaching, so I had been teaching for 4 years, I guess, in the Twin Cities prior to moving here. And it wasn't available here, and it was a program that meant a lot to me. And if I had had children that age still when I got here, I would have wanted it for them. So it just seemed a natural continuation of the work I was already doing. A lot of times what happens is children just end up exposed to, you know, songs in C major. And Music Together really made an effort to diversify the tonalities and the rhythms involved in the music to make it, you know, to draw stuff from the American folk canon and also international music. So that's all very intentional. But beyond that, you know, I guess I have a casual, relaxed style of teaching. And part of that grows out of what is developmentally appropriate for young children. You know, to sit down and say, we're going to learn this in a formal manner would be all wrong and out of whack. And they don't need it. Children are wide open sponges, you know. So all you have to do is put it within 50 feet of them, whatever it is, and they'll soak it up so much easier than any of us do anymore. So that's really all we need to do is put it out there for them. And so that's where the casual, informal piece comes in for me, too. And also, I guess a big piece of it, too, is that, you know, children are not going to be music makers if their parents aren't music makers. So a huge piece is supporting parents and making them feel welcome and willing to risk and try and sing and to bring that into their houses every day.
Chloe, how old are you?
Three.
You're three?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you just had a birthday.
Oh, four.
Four already. Can you tell me your names?
I'm Vance.
I'm Beth. Okay, and you're Chloe's mom and dad, obviously. Why did you decide to come to these classes?
Well, for us, she loves music, and for us, that's a great opportunity as a family to come out and do something, especially in the winter in Grand Marais. There aren't a whole lot of indoor family opportunities, so this is a great family activity for us to do.
For sure, and you know, one of the things I noticed is you have to be fairly uninhibited to participate in this class. Was that difficult for you?
Probably more difficult for me than her, because I'm not rhythmically inclined.
Well, you look like you're doing good.
We've done a couple different sessions, so seeing the other kids progress too and meeting the other parents and kids has been really fun.
One of the things I was amazed at is how well everyone focused and was pretty much engaged the whole time. And why do you think that is? How do you think everyone seems to stay on track?
Amanda does a great job of keeping everyone focused.
I would say primarily Amanda's organization of this and being able to take care of all these kids at one time. So.
She has a really fun way of redirecting kids if that's necessary, and I think that's key.
Well, we've been doing this for, what, 3 winters now? And all through the summer, she talks about every time we go by the building here, there's dance class and music class. So she looks forward to it every year.
Yep, we really like it.
You know, my background is... Part of my background is in education, an early childhood education, so understanding who children are helps you understand how to support them. And also, I think a piece of it is when they don't seem engaged, they are actually often quite fully engaged anyway. So when they're running around the room or dancing in a corner, parents will think, oh gosh, I'm so embarrassed, they're not doing what they're supposed to be. And then that child will go home and sing exactly what we did at that time when they appeared to be disconnected. So knowing that as an adult, as a teacher, helps us all relax and go, oh, they're okay. They're actually doing exactly what they need to for themselves. So part of it is, you know, schooling, training, understanding what I'm seeing and doing. And part of it is just they give the energy right back to me.
Okay, what is your name and how old are you?
I'm Ella and I'm 9.
Hey, Ella. You might be one of the older kids in this class. Do you feel like you set a little bit of an example for the rest of the kids?
I wouldn't really know. I just come here because my little sister comes, and it's really fun to, like, play with her and stuff. So.
Do you notice a difference in her from coming to these classes?
Sort of. Not really. She, like, does sort of, she, like, talks more sometimes.
And do you guys practice what you learn here in the class at home?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you sing some of the songs or dance a little?
Yeah, we sing some of the songs. Yeah, there's a CD that you can, like, take anywhere and listen to it, so.
And this is your mom.
Hi. Alyssa Hedstrom.
Why did you decide to bring your kids to this class?
Oh, because we like music, and it's nice to have some structure with it, and it's kind of a fun, active thing to do with everybody.
And do you notice a difference in your kids after coming here?
Yeah, we really like music. We always have music playing. And I find each session has a different CD that has different music. And so as we're going about our day, the songs really fit into your day. So you can kind of, like Amanda was saying, for transition times, you can sing, put on your boots or do this or do that. And then you learn the dances that go with it. And from my 9-year-old down to my 7-month-old, everyone can participate in the same music and enjoy it together. And so we have a lot of fun. You can really see them learning and picking up stuff. It's fun. Like if people can hear the kids that are running around and they sound like they're not participating, then you get home and they know every song, they know every action. And then Amanda was saying that there's this music development that's the same as like writing development or walking development, and so you can watch them get to these different stages. And I wouldn't have even known to look for the stages. And so that's really fun too.
She seems to have a real way with everybody. The fact that most of the kids stay really engaged for the whole time, I was very impressed by that. How do you think she does that?
I think it's just her talent. I love the first time she did a class, I was as enamored watching Amanda and have the kids just fall in love with her so quickly. Just the energy, and she's really, really good at it. I think people would really be surprised how much fun it is. They should try it. I think sometimes you feel a little silly, but once everyone's just doing it and it's all about modeling the behavior, then you kind of all just get used to it and do it. And I think anyone knows it's easy to be goofy with your kids. Like, you can dance however you want in your own kitchen, and so maybe you're a little more subdued here, and then you can take that home and really have fun with it.
Look at it from a neurological standpoint. They're primed to take it in now. There's a window when they're environment, their experience can really bolster their aptitude, bring their aptitude to full expression, I guess is how I would put it. And that window is pretty wide open till around 5, 6, 7. After that age, they can still, of course, learn basic music competency, we call it, so the ability to sing on pitch and keep accurate rhythm. But it gets harder. You know, it's that, did you grow up in a family that plays sports? Then to some extent that comes naturally to you. Are you trying to learn it for the first time when you're 35? It feels a little different. So it's utilizing that opportunity of the brain being so open to provide them with the exposure. And I think it's important, though, to recognize that it's not about teaching them and it's not about pushing. You know, really the idea is to mimic the natural environment that used to be in play for millennia in human culture. People hung around and sang, and we stopped doing that, and children's music ability is suffering because of it. So the idea is just to give them the chance to be musical people to the best of their ability, and not for me, not for any other reason than because it's joyful. You know, maybe they want to be concert violinists, maybe they just want to sing with their friends, and to me that's where it's at, you know, joy.
You've been listening to the Local Music Project, featuring local musician and teacher Amanda Hand and her Music Together class. Today's piece was produced by Kathy Quinn and can be found online along with pictures and video from the Music Together class at WTIP.org. The Local Music Project is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.